Now, hello, Lauren.
Hi.
Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thanks.
So, what would you like to talk with me about?
Well, my question is that I usually can only achieve orgasm by myself.
Okay.
I haven't been able to do that with my husband.
Ah, well, let's work on that. Okay?
All right.
So you achieve orgasm. Achieve, that sounds like it's an accomplishment. It is a kind of an accomplishment. It sounds like something that has a beginning, middle, and end, which it really doesn't, you know. I mean, just it's part of just feeling good, feeling excited, feeling highly aroused, feeling tension, and then releasing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do this while masturbating, is that correct?
Right.
Good. And you do it just with your fingers, or do you have to use a vibrator?
Just fingers.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's excellent. So, with your husband, do you ever masturbate?
No.
Well, that's my first suggestion, is to just give yourself an orgasm in his presence. Touch yourself while you're with him. And that will at least educate your body so that you can learn how to have an orgasm with him around. You've never had an orgasm with him even in the room.
Right.
Do you feel embarrassed to masturbate with him in the room?
Yes.
Ah, why?
I don't know. I guess I'm just a little bit inhibited.
Okay, well, let's talk about that.
It's kind of like masturbate is kind of like, oh my God, that's a bad word.
Is it really so bad?
Well,
tell me what's bad about it.
I don't think it's bad, but I think the way society kind of use it and maybe our parents kind of put
that
stigma.
Well, first of all, I agree with you, and I'm not asking you to masturbate in front of all of society. I'm not asking you to do it in front of your parents. I'm asking you to do it with your husband. In the process of making love, you know, I'm not saying just suddenly come out there and start wanking, you know. I'm saying to do it while he's kissing you, while he's touching you, you know, to touch yourself. I believe that sex is a team sport. I mean, it's also an art form, and it's also a spiritual thing, but it's kind of a sport. And there's no reason why, just because you touch him and he touches you, you can't touch yourself and he can't touch himself. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think he is going to be offended or inhibited or intimidated by you?
Probably not. He's a little bit more open.
Ah, excellent.
I am.
All right.
I do touch myself, but I never bring myself to that level.
Okay. Well, I think that you should just take this call where I've encouraged you, and it doesn't sound like your husband's in your way.
Nope.
It doesn't sound like society is really in your way because they're not in your bedroom. Your parents are not there either. Do you usually think about your parents when you're having sex?
No.
Okay. So you're not going to think about them now?
No.
And do you have a religious background that somehow says that masturbation is a bad thing?
Not necessarily.
But maybe a little bit?
No, not really.
Well, let me just address
that.
I think
that. It's just a feeling of maybe I'm embarrassed maybe to let go and lose control over my body.
I guess you are. And you have to understand that about yourself and be patient with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And give yourself enough time.
Mm-hmm.
Touch yourself for as long as you need to. And let your husband know that you're going to work on you one night. Make it a night when he's feeling good. You know, when he's not too tired and wants to just, you know, have a quickie and roll over.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Make it a night when this is a night for you. I mean, you've given him plenty of orgasms, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So one night in the next week or two, it's going to be a night for Lauren. Where maybe he gives you a massage, you have the kind of music on that you like, and you let him know that you're gonna touch yourself, and I think he'd love it. And I think that if you just give yourself the time that you need and close your eyes and try to just get into that kind of space that you get into when you're all by yourself, you'll give yourself an orgasm. And maybe not the first time you do this with him. And don't give yourself that expectation that you have to do it the first time.
Right.
Just give yourself a lot of time to play with yourself, to breathe deeply. You know, one thing that happens sometimes when we're nervous, and it sounds like you're probably a little nervous or tense when you're with your husband because this is an issue now.
Right.
You know, whether or not Lauren's going to have an orgasm.
Right. Right.
So you hold your breath. You might not even be aware of that, but I bet you do. So what I want you to do is, while you're with him, remember to breathe.
Okay.
And breathe deeply. And allow yourself to breathe into your pelvis. You know what I mean?
Right.
Take that deep breath to allow all those energies to relax. And
okay.
Let me ask you something. I mean, you're able to have an orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know about Kegel exercises?
Yes.
Okay. Do you ever do them?
No, not really.
Okay. But do you know what they are?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's squeezing and releasing your Kegel muscle or your PC muscle, not your personal computer or politically correct muscle. It's your pubococcygeus muscle. This is the muscle that tenses and releases when you have an orgasm. It also is operative in other instances, such as having a baby, but we're not talking about that right now.
Right.
But this muscle, I want you to consciously think about it and squeeze it and release it.
Uh-huh.
You can practice this while you're alone, masturbating, so you get a sense of where it is and how to squeeze it and release it.
Okay.
And while you're with your husband and you're breathing deeply and you're playing with yourself, squeeze and release that muscle.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is it possible to achieve orgasm actually without direct clitoral stimulation, like just from penetration?
Yes, but not usually.
Okay.
Most.
I think I always had a misconception about that, thinking that that's when it was supposed to happen with the man, but.
Yes.
It kind of seems like it would be impossible.
That's an old husband's tale.
So it's normally just with, like.
Normally we have orgasms through clitoral stimulation.
Okay.
Even vaginal orgasms usually come about after clitoral stimulation. You don't necessarily have to be stimulating the clitoris the whole time you're having sex, although it doesn't hurt, and in fact, it's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
But it's a good idea. Even if you don't have the clitoral stimulation during intercourse,
uh-huh.
If you have an orgasm, it's usually because you've worked your clitoris up.
Okay.
You will not have an orgasm if you have a dry, unstimulated clitoris. The clitoris is the seat of your orgasm. It is your pleasure center. It is the pearl of your luscious oyster. And, you know, I mean, you can have an orgasm in any part of your body. You can have an eargasm just by having your ears licked if you're very sensitive there. You can have a toegasm just by having your toes sucked on in a very, very sensual way if you have an erogenous zone right on your big toe like I do, and I love it when Max sucks my toe. It gives me an orgasm. A toegasm. But, you know, for the most part, orgasms come from stimulation of the clitoris. There's also the G-spot, which is inside there, but don't you worry about that stuff. You got to have a clitoral orgasm with your husband, because that's the basic building block of orgasmic pleasure.
So I should work towards just direct stimulation, either by him or me?
Yes.
Okay.
And in fact, while you're having intercourse, mm-hmm. in certain positions, such as missionary position or mm-hmm. woman on top, you can slide your hand in
mm-hmm.
and play with your clitoris while he's penetrating you. And I'm sure he'll enjoy that.
Okay.
And your little Miss Clitty will enjoy that, too.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, I appreciate it.
And lots of oral sex. Does he give you oral sex?
He does, and I kind of, after a while, I think, oh, he must be, like, I like, so bored. I always...
Yeah, you also have this mental block that makes you feel like you don't deserve the time that you need. And let me just tell you, you do. And let me just also tell you, give yourself the time that you need right now, and eventually you will become an orgasm expert, and you will be able to have an orgasm faster than you can get your clothes off. But
with
give
him.
Yourself, with him. Yes, I know you can do that already on your own. But you've got to start getting it with him, and you've got to give yourself some time for that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me know what happens.
I appreciate your help.
Well, I love to give it to you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.